Dear people, a few weeks ago while I was meditating on John 14, 2, I had an incredible open vision that I believe has application for us on many levels. I saw myself at church on a Sunday morning beginning to give a message. I was reading John 14, 2, and as I looked up, I saw the most glorious being, an angel. But no ordinary angel standing directly in front of me about 3 to 4 feet away. I said, "The angel of the Lord is here. It is the Lord himself." When I said this, the room went ballistic as the manifest presence of the Lord filled the place. Somehow, I instinctively knew to ask for a musician to play gently and tell the congregation to hold themselves before his presence. I knew it was not a time to fall down in his presence. There was a grace that came into the room which enabled us to stand in his presence. He then told me to go on and read some more. I asked him, "Will you disappear if I look down to read?" Then he walked toward me and stood beside me and breathed upon me. It was like a liquid vapor fire engulfed him, the podium, and me. I said to the congregation, "The fire of the Lord is upon us." When I said this, the fire spread all over the room, and the vision ended. Let me tell you what he looked like, although he is more glorious than I can really do justice. He is whiter than any white, sort of a translucent look. In some ways I could see into him, but his body also had substance. His chest stood out to me. It had what looked like a breastplate, but it was part of his body. It had gold strands interwoven into it, and it appeared there were places in the armor, scales that breathed life. It was like he was breathing liquid vapor fire, and total life was coming from him. Every part of him was alive and breathing. There is nothing on earth like this. The liquid vapor, fire, enveloped his entire body. It was not like a natural fire. I can't explain it because I have never seen anything remotely close to it. I have no frame of reference. It was like his entire body was breathing life and love. I felt very secure. Yet I knew it was a grace because of the weakness of my flesh. There were individual flames around the back of his shoulders and head. I think that was the seven spirits of God, Revelation 4, verse 5. In some ways, they seemed like a different type of fire. The vapor was not on them. He was looking straight at me. Jesus is the most precious person who ever walked on this earth, and there is nothing on earth or in heaven that can remotely compare to him. He is truly the only one of his kind in existence. He is the most rare of the rare. He is worthy of everything, yet he is so inclusive and benevolent toward us. He is full of passion and the kindest and most gentle person in existence yet. He slays his mightiest enemies by just a wisp of his breath. 2 Thessalonians 2:8. He is past describing, and that is why he desires for us to experience him. The thing that stuck out to me in the vision was his chest area. This speaks of the heart and what God is doing in these days, preparing our hearts. The breastplate of righteousness is key right now. Every piece of armor listed in Ephesians 6, 14 to 17 pertains to our identity in Christ. Paul used an illustration of external armor to communicate an internal spiritual reality. That is why the breastplate on Jesus appeared to be a part of him, not something he put on. We can't just put on his armor or simply imagine ourselves in his armor. There must be an inward reality of righteousness in us to have the breastplate of righteousness. The Bible tells us we are made righteous by the blood of Jesus. it does not say we are covered with righteousness, but made righteous. The Greek word for made in that verse indicates a permanent condition of being. When we receive the gift of righteousness and continually place our trust in His righteousness, our hearts are purified, protected, and our lives will be centered on the most precious person who ever walked on the earth, Jesus Christ. Out of our hearts will flow His life and love. The devil has no answer or weapon that can withstand this. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.